Okay, so we voted to do a second recording in the end. So now we're in the Sugya of Chatzer Mehalachas. So because it's in the recording, I'll just reread the Gemara. It's also good. Chazara, and to get back into this Sugya. So the Gemara on the Chaf Aleph from an Aleph and Gittin tells us, Amar Rava, Kassel Laget, Benassim Be'yad Avdo, Bekassel Lestar Matan Olav, Kenasayim, it's gracious about that. If a person writes a get and he hands it to his Eved, and then he writes Ashtar Matana, transferring the ownership of the Eved to the Isha is going to be corner of the Eved, Umit Koreshes Bo, and she's going to be divorced. So Gemara then asks, and again we spoke, how does that work? Because the Tzeirim Mishum Yada, I in the prior Chazar Sigya. So Vamai, the Gemara then asks, Chatzar Melechas, even Chatzar Melechas Lokana. How in the world could this Eved now work as a valid kin Chatzar for her? If this Eved is a Chatzar Melechas, and a Chatzar Melechas is Lokana. So we're going to stop right there. Where do we know that a chatzar malachas is lokana? Why is this true? How do we get this? Where do we get this cloud from? So yesh lachkor. This is going to be one chakira, and we're going to see four, possibly you could squeeze in five different machlokism that are taloi on this chakira that we're about to make. That we just, again, the Gemara asked, the Gemara answered, so how do we deal with this Eved? If this Eved is a chatzar, that's a seemingly malachas, it's able to go around. So achmai skin on bekafus, that we tied the eved down, and therefore it's going to be able to be a valid chatzer. Sorry about that. So now, okay, now getting into the sugya. So where does this cloud come from that a chatzer malachas is going to be lo kana? So yish lachkor, what the reason is. Tzad number one, is a chatzer malachas not a chatzer? Doesn't even have a chalosh shame chatzer. Why? Because as we mentioned, where do we know that Chatzar is able to work? Yeah. It's working Mishum Yad, right? Through that, because on the Gemara getting on Dav Ayin Zayin, Vnasim Biyada, In the Yala Yada, Gaga Bechatzir, and Menayin, Tam Lomar, Vnasim Bechol Makam. So in order for a Chatzar to work, it has to be Dumil Yad. So a Chatzar Malachas, Chatzar that's moving, it's not stationary, like Yad stationary, that's not Dumil Yad, and therefore it doesn't fall under the drasha to be able to teach us this chiddush that your chatzar is an extension of your hand and is able to work as your hand. Because as we know, in the Chabbalah Chidusho, you have to be similar to a Yad. We wouldn't have any thought on our own that a chatzar could work as your hand. So now that we're saying it could work as your hand, it's got to follow some properties. So Chazal teach us that a chatzar malachas, one side of this chakira, is going to be a low kana, because it's not going to be Dumil Yad, it's not even going to have a shame of a chatzar, and therefore you're not going to know, it's not in the drasha, that it's going to be able to be konef for you. That's side number one. Again, we're not going into this different shitas yet, we're just going to throw out the chakira. Side number two is that a chatzar malachas, when we say a chatzar malachas is low kana, it's not because it's not a chatzar. It is a chatzar. It has a shame chatzar. But there's a tangential added component of it not being mishtameris b'dasha isha, which is not allowing for it to be kona. In order for the chatzar to work, there also has to be this shmira b'dasha isha, which again, we're going to get more in depth as to where that cloud comes from and what that means. So again, chakira tzad number one is that a chatzar malachas is lo kona because it's not even a shame chatzar, it's not dum liyad. Or number two, no, chatzar malachas is a chatzar, it has a shame chatzar, but it's missing this component of not being mishdemeresh, but that's isha, this eved, right, can run around wherever he wants, it's not going to be guarded. So now we're going to plug in the different sides of this chakira. So we're going to start with Rashi Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. Rashi Gittin Chaf Aleph says, why is a chatzar malachas lo kana? So he says, shiny mikrakari denaydi, mikrakari delonaydi. The reason why a chatzar malachas is lo kana is the first side of the chakira. It's not even a shame chatzar. Because what's a chatzar? A chatzar is low naidi. It doesn't move. It's stationary, just how a yad doesn't move. But a chatzar malachas is what's moving. And therefore, it's not a shraba in the joshua of being dumyal yad to know that it's an extension of someone's hand. That's Rashi and Gittin and Daf Chaf Aleph. Rashi, but Matsiyah and Daf Tes, takes the other side of the chakira. How do we know this? Because Rashi uses the lashon of why is a chatzar able to be called in the first place. So Rashi says there, lo naidi v'havi mishtamer, because a chatzar, regular chatzar, doesn't move, and havi mishtamer, and you're able to be able to guard it. You know where the everything is. You're not worried that's going to be able to run away from you. So we see according to Rashi, what's this added v'havi mishtamer, that there's this extra added component that the chatzar has to be under this shmira, under this protection, this guardship, that bedasa isha, that the woman is going to be able to know where the things are, that it's going to be mishtameres. So where, again, also, where do we know, where does this extra added component of being mishtamer, the chatzir, come from? So the Gittin and Ayin Ches, and we're going to go more in depth later on in this chazar about where this is from, but the Gemara says that if you give a get to an Eved and the Eved's tied up, if the Eved's awake, however, it's not going to be a get because there's no Shmirah. It's the Eved's the one that's guarding it. It's not Mishtamarish Bedasi Isha. So we see that there's an extra added element of a Chatzar Malachas being Lokana that you also have to have Shmirah. That's Rashi Imam Metzia on Daf Tes. That's Tuchtzad the Chakiras. Rashi Gittin Chavav says it's not a Shem Chatzar, and Rashi Imam Metzia Daf Tes seems to imply Havi Mishtamer that it's being Chatzar in a Shmirah. Moving on to the next machlokas is Tosfos and Bam Metzia and Daf Tes, and the Ramban Gittin Chav Aleph. Tosfos and Bam Metzia Daf Tes. Before we get into Tosfos, we have to reference the Gemara that Tosfos is working on. The Gemara tells us, well, as a Shaila, is a boat going to be able to be kona the fish through a kinachotzer that jump into it? So the Gemara says that the boat will be able to be kona the fish. Is it in a chatzar malachas lokana? So Gemara answers, no, the boat's not moving. The water is what's moving the boat. The boat is what's stationary. So using that, Tosfos says, that's the same thing that goes on with a yad. A yad is eno malachas. If you think about it, the body is what moves the yad, not the yad itself. And therefore, why is chatzar malachas lokana? Chatzar malachas lokana is because it's not dumi liyad. Because a yad is something that is stationary. A yad is something that doesn't move. So if you have a chatzar that is moving, that is not going to be dumi liyad, which again, we mentioned that's like backwards of what you would have thought, which we're going to see. The Ramban is going to be asking these questions momentarily, that seemingly a yad is moving. But Tosos is holding, based off this Gemara and Bam Metzia, that the water is what moves the boat, not the boat that moves itself. So too, the body moves the hand, not the hand itself. So when we say that you have to be dumi liyad, that a chatzar has to be dumi liyad, it has to be stationary, just how a yad is stationary. And therefore, a chatzar malachas will be lokana, because it's not going to be included in the drasha. And Ramban and Gittin asked two questions on this Tosfos, because as you mentioned, this mushal, this comparison is a little bit weak of the boat to water, hand to body. Number one, the boat can't move on its own. The only way the boat could possibly move is with the water pushing it. But as you see, right now my hand is moving without my body moving. So big difference. Question number two that the Ramban asked was that the Gemara also tells us that if a person places a get on the foot of his wife, that's going to be a valid get. According to Tosfos, that would be a violation of being a chatzar malachas, because last time I checked, a person's feet, right, the woman's feet, are totally able to move. So that wouldn't be nisrabah in the drasha. How could that work? How could that work? And then we asked the third question, which we ended up seeing is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, that when it comes to a body and hand, they're chadhu, they're one unit. When it comes to a boat to water, it's two different units. One is the water pushing the boat. But when it comes to a body and a hand, it's one unit. So they're all moving. It's moving all together. So how can you differentiate between the two? So because of that, the Ramban in Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph says that a yad is mahalachas. It's not stationary like Tosfos wanted to say. It is something that moves around. And therefore, a chatzar mahalachas is seemingly like a yad, right? It still does have a shame of a yad. Because as we mentioned, according to the Ramban, a yad is able to move. So then, why then does an Eved fail us? It's chaser in the Shimur Shabo, because a yad is not misrachik mimena, right? It's not going to just run away from you. You know exactly where your hand is going to be. So there's this extra added component of Shmira, which an Eved is going to be chaser in, because although it's a chaser malachas, still has a shem yad, because yad is also able to be movable, it's chaser in this added element of being able to be shomer. This, it could just run away. It's not protected, and a yad is something that is protected and is going to be able to be guarded. So again, we have Rashi, Gittin, Chav Aleph, and Tosfos Bam Metzia Daf Tes. They're on the side of chatzar malachas not being a shem chatzar. And then you have Rashi, Bam Metzia Daf Tes, and the Ramban, Gittin, Daf Chav Aleph, that tell us that a chatzar malachas does have a shem chatzar. Why does it fall short? Why is it not even bikona? Because it's chaser in shmira. Moving on to the third machlokas, which also is a real nafkamina, which is what happens if a guy gives a get to an eved that's not bekafus, that's not tied down. So we're dealing with a chatzar malachas, and then is makna this eved, this chatzar malachas, to the isha, will she be able to be migureshes or not? So the Rashba and Gittin, the Daf Chaf Aleph, says that she's going to be in a migureshes until the Baal retakes the the get back from the Eved and then hands it to the Isha. Because otherwise, it'll be a flagrant violation of Gitich Me'agabe Karka. There would be no Nesina that was going on. The guy gave it to this Eved Chatzar Malachas, which is Lokana. And now, all of a sudden, the woman's just going to take it from the Eved. How is that going to be able to work? There's going to be no Nesina in such a case. So the Rashi Ben Gittin, Daf Chaf Aleph, tells us, Einu Migreshes until the Baal redoes it and gives the Nesina. The Rambam, which is quoted in this Rashba, says that she's Einu Migreshes until she takes it. That the Baal doesn't have to now go and rehand it. As long as she finds this Eved, which was now, of course, that she now acquired, because it was given over to Ajastar Matana, she could just pluck it off from the hand of the Eved, and then she's going to be Migreshes. What about the Kasha? Isn't that like Gitei Chagabe Karka? There was no Nesinas Haget going on at this Chalos Gerushin. So how is this able to work? So here we have Rav Chaim, who gave the following view, that no, this machlokes between Rashba and the Rambam is exactly what we were referring to about whether a Chatzar Malachas is a Shem Chatzar or not a Shem Chatzar. The Rashba was learning that a Chatzar Malachas doesn't even have a Shem Chatzar. It's not a Chatzar at all. And therefore, when the guy put this get into the hand of the Eved, he didn't even give it. There was no Nesina Ba'alma at all. There was no Nesina given to this Isha because this Eved, this Chatzar Malachas, is not even a Chatzar. It's not a Shem Chatzar for it to have been able to be considered that he placed the get into the Rishus of this Isha. But the Rambam was learning, like the Ramban and Gittin Chaf Aleph and like Rashi and Bam and Tzidav Tess, that a Chatzar Malachas is a Chatzar. It has a Shem Chatzar. It's just Chatzar in the Shemir Shabbat. And therefore, when this guy gave the get to his Eved, it was ultimately a chatzer, so there was a nesina, and it just wasn't able to work, wasn't able to be a valid gerushin because it was chasher in the shim or shabo. So once the woman now is able to take it, however she takes it from this eved, so now she's going to be able to be migureshes because now she has it and she's protecting it. So how does Rav Chaim and the Rambam work with still one nekuda to worry about, which is where was the nesina then, according to the Rambam? Where does the nesina take place? So we mentioned that you see from here that a nesina's haget doesn't have to take place at the Shas Chalos Gershon, but it can even happen prior. And the raya was from the Gemara in Gittin Ayin Ches that if a person gives a get to his wife while the wife is sleeping, so it's eno get until she wakes up, and then he informs her that this is the get. So we see there also that when Kol Zman she was sleeping, it wasn't a get. Only now once she wakes up, and that was when the nesina took place. Only now once she wakes up and he tells her this is the get, are they now divorced? So we see as long as there was some kind of nesina, even if it's not at the chalos shas chalos gerushin, it's still going to be valid. And that's why the Rambam was able to see what he says, because he was looking at chatzar malachas as a shem chatzar. So there wasn't a nesina given to this eved. It just was chasher in the shim or shabo. So once the woman now takes the get from this eved, it's going to be able to be a valid gerushin. That was the third machlokas that we saw. Moving on to the fourth, the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph and our sugyo. Before it came to the conclusion that we have to tie up the eved in order to make it not a chatzar malachas, the Gemara first had a halamina. What about if the Eved's omid? What if the Eved is just standing still and is not going to run away? So Gemara said, no, it's not going to be enough. Right? Rava says, that's not enough. If the Eved is standing still or sitting still, that's not enough. We have to tie the Eved up, make sure it's not going anywhere. The Gemara in Ayin Ches tells us that if a person gives a get to an Eved, and the Eved is tied up, if the Eved, as we quoted this actually earlier, I'm not sure if it was in this one or the prior Chazar Shir, but if a guy gives a get to his Eved and the Eved is tied up and the Eved's awake, then it's not going to be a good get because the get's not Mishtamer, because being Mishtamer now, Bedash to Eved, the Eved's awake. But if the Eved is tied up and the Eved is asleep, then it's going to be good because the Eved's going to be Mishtamer, Bedash to Isha. We know exactly where this Eved is, and the Eved is sleeping. So the question that, the implied question from the Rosh, and the question that we were bothered by was, why are we not worried by Mishtamer, right, in the Gemara Gittin Ayin Ches, that although right now, Bashir Sham, the Eved is asleep, the Eved might wake up, and then it's not going to be Mishtamer B'das Isha, it's going to be Mishtamer B'das Ha-Eved. Just how in Gittin Chav Aleph, when it came to being Omid, so the Gemara wasn't comfortable with, oh, Bashir Sham, right now the Eved is standing still and it's not Mahalachas. We were worried that it could still in a few minutes just run away. So how come over there we're not worried, but when it comes to this chisaron of being Mishtamer, the Gemara, Ayin Ches, says, we're not worried about it, and as long as the Eved is asleep, Bashir Sham, it's going to be considered Mishtamer. So based off this, the Rosh develops his theory, and the Rosh in Perches Simin Hey, very good, Abe, tells us inside joke between me and Abe before the Chazar Shir. So the Rosh tells us that, what is the answer? Because a Chatzar Malachas is not a Chatzar. And because a Chatzar, why is a Chatzar Malachas not a Chatzar? Because he's taking the Tzad that it has to be stationary. It has to be Jumla Yad. And just how a Yad is stationary, so too, a Chatzar has to be completely stationary. And therefore, if the Eved is just going to be Omid, that's not Jumla Yad, because in a few seconds, this Eved is going to be able to run away. And therefore, we have to really take this Eved and tie this Eved up, be Bekafus, and then it's going to be stationary, and it's going to be Jumla Yad, and be able to work as a Kin Chatzar. Which Rebbe, as just Ara, Rebbe said, but still, that doesn't solve it, because even tying up this Eved Bekafos, it's not Jumla Yad. We know that this Eved has in him the ability to still move around. So how is that solving that? So Rebbe said, Akorchach, what must you say? You must say that once you tie up the Eved, he's no longer a Gavra, he becomes a Chefza. You tie someone up, he's a Chefza at that point. He's not able to do anything. And therefore, according to the Rosh, in the Gemara Gittin Chav Aleph, it's not enough to be Ba'omei, because you have to be Jumla Yad, and being a Ba'omei would not be Jumla Yad. You have to be Kafus, then you're actually Mamish, stationary. But when it comes to being Mishdamer, so that the whole reason why, this is where it comes to, where was this whole added component of you having to be Mishdamer? It's all Svar B'Alma. It's not under this the Gezeres HaKasav of being Jumla Yad. It's a Svar B'Alma that a person doesn't want his Chafatzim with someone who's not going to be Shomer. And therefore, because it's a Svar B'Alma, he doesn't have to be at the highest standard, and even if the person is, we could look Bashir Husham, as long as the Eved is going to be sleeping and it's going to be Mishdamer B'Dasa Isha at that moment, that's going to be enough to cover you for Shimur. So that's the explanation that the Rush gives. But we noted that only works for Rashi and Gittin Chaf Aleph, Tosfos Bava Metzia Daf Tes, and the Rashba and Gittin Chaf Aleph, who are all under the opinion that a Chatzar Malachas fails us because it's not a Chatzar. But if you hold that a Chatzar Malachas fails you because it's Chatzar and Shimur, but it is a Chatzar, so then how do you explain the Chiluk? Because they're both falling under Shimur. So how come by one we require it to be Bekafus, and we don't look Bashir Husham by Omeid, but by Mishdamer we look by Bashir Husham and we allow it just if the Eved is sleeping. So that's where we brought in the Rambam, Hilchos Gershon, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Zayin, where the Rambam says, Mitochumri Akushya, because again, and this is going to be Lashitasa, because the Rambam was on the side of the Ramban and Gittin Chav Aleph and Rashi, but Mitzvah Dav Tes, that a Chatzar Mehalachas is a Shem Chatzar, and just Chatzar in the Shmir Shabbat. So according to the Rambam and all of his colleagues that are on his side, how do they understand this question of the Chiluk between Chav Aleph and Ayin Ches? So the Rambam says, there actually is no Chiluk. By both midiraisa, it's going to be kosher. But just by when it comes to chatzar malachas, so we want to be there. We want to be more machmir, and we say midirabanan, go ahead and tie it up because the eved could just so easily run away. But when it comes to shimur, so then we're not so worried. As long as the eved is sleeping, it's going to be okay. So we saw that a major difference between the way you view the sugya of the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, if it's a chatzar malachas and it's not bekafus, you're dealing with a psul diraisa. Not going to be a get. But according to the Rambam, this is really just, it's just a psul midirabanan, that of course it would be able to be a valid kinyan. It's just going to be chaser midirabanan, because we want it to be extra machmer to make sure that you tied up this eved bekafos. That was the fourth difference of the two tzadim. Now is the Rav Chaim that we spent a lot of time on at the end of the last sugya. So to start with this Rav Chaim, we're going to go with the Gemara and Bamtzia Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara and Bamtzia Daf Yud Beis, as we quoted earlier, has machlokes about how a chatzar works. Does a chatzar work mishum shlichos or mishum yad? So one of the nafkaminas would be, if it works mishum yad, so my yad besamach af chatzar besamach, just how a yad is right next to you, so too the chatzar has to be. But if it works mishum shlichos, so then the chatzar doesn't have to mamish be besamach right next to you. The Gemara then says that even if you hold that a chatzar is mishum yad, chatzar yisrabim mishum yad v'lo garim mishlichus, that the chatzar is included in that drasha of being working mitoris yad, but it's lo garim mishlichus, and therefore if yad fails, if for some reason it's not going to be able to work mitoris yad, so then you could use shlichus. So the context the Gemara here was speaking about was by a chatzar she'in asamach. So even though we were discussing mishum yad and mishum shlichus, does that have to be samach or not? The Gemara says chatzar yisrabim mishum yad v'lo garim mishlichus, that if let's say you can't use yad, don't worry, you could fall back to shlichus and it's going to be work and it's going to work. So even if you have a chatzar she'in asamach, you're going to be able to fall back to the kin chatzar working mitam shlichus. So the question that we asked was, I don't understand. If that's really true, that every time Yad fails you, we could just fall back to Shlichus, so why does a Chetzer Mahaleches fail us by a Metziah? It should work Mitor Shlichus. And how do we know that a Chetzer Mahaleches wouldn't work by a Metziah, right? Not just by Gittin? So we know that a Chetzer Mahaleches fails us by Metziah because of that Gemara in Bava Metzi that we quoted earlier with fish jumping into the boat. We had a whole discussion, is the boat going to be able to acquire these fish or is the boat not because it's a Chetzer Mahaleches? Which Gemara ended up answering, no, a boat's not a Chetzer Mahaleches because the water is what moves the boat, not the boat itself. But we see that if you have a Chetzer Mahaleches, it's not going to be able to work as a kinyan in when we're talking about in Hilchos Metziah or finding something, trying to be kona something in that way. So the question is, why would that be? Why don't we just invoke this same principle from the Gemara Bava Daf Yud Beis of Chetzer Shrav Mishum Yad V'lo Gara Mishlichus? That what's the reason why a Chetzer Mahaleches we're simply saying is not able to work? It's because a Chetzer Mahaleches is not Dumli Yad. It's not like a Yad. Okay, so now that the Yad fails us, let's just invoke Shlichus. Just how when it's Ina B'Samach and the Yad fails us, we just invoke Shlichus. So that's the question that we're bothered with. So Tosfos and Gittin Daf Chav Aleph, which we really ended up using the Shita Mikubetzes in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis, who quotes the Gilyon at Tosfos to explain this answer. And there on the Tzad, like we just that we were mentioning this entire time of Tosfos, which is that a Chatzir Mahaleches is not a Shem Chatzir. And therefore they explain that because a Chatzir Mahaleches is not a Shem Chatzir, because it's not Dumli Yad, it's not in that Drasha, so once you're dealing with a Chatzir Mahaleches, you can't even talk about the Parsha Shlichus, because it's not even a Yad. If it's Nishti Yad, what Shlichus is able to help you there? But when you're dealing with a Chatzir She'ina Samuch, it's why is a Chatzir She'ina Samuch not going to be valid? It's because it's chasher in the shmirah shabbat, and therefore, right? It's not going to be guarded. So if you have shlichus, though, shlichus is going to be able to save the day and help you out there. That's the chiluk that Tosfos and Gittin Chav Aleph and Shita Mikubetzes and Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis explained for us. But again, that only works for that side of the chakira, that a chatzer melachas is not a chatzer, because now you can be mechalik. But if you hold that a Chatzir Mahaleches is a Chatzir, and that it's just Chatzir in the Shmira Shabbat, so then just how when we're dealing with a Chatzir She'ina Samuch, that's a Chatzir in the Shmira Shabbat, so too, Chatzir Mahaleches, which is a Chatzir the Shmira Shabbat, it should be working the same ways, and just how by a Chatzir She'ina Samuch, we're able to fall back to Shlichus, Logarim Shlichus, so too, we should apply that to a Chatzir Mahaleches. So why do we not? Why does a Chatzir Mahaleches fail us by a Metziah? So this is where Rav Chaim comes in and completely rereads the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis. We were understanding that the Machlokas was, how does a Kinyan Chatzir work? Does it work Mitoris Yad? Does it work Mitoris Shlichos? What kind of Kinyan is it working? Rav Chaim says, what does that mean, what kind of Kinyan is working? There's only one Kinyan that could possibly be working here. Since when is Shlichos a Kinyan? Shlichos is not one of the type of Kinyanim. So everyone agrees, even the opinion that holds that Chatzir is Mitoris Shlichos, they even agree that it's how does a Chatzir work? It works through a Kinyan Yad. It works Mitoris Yad. The only shy that Gemara had was, are we able to solely rely on Mitoris Yad, that the Torah gives us the drasha, and we're able to know that a Chatzir is Mishum Yada, and therefore a Chatzir is completely your hand? Or do we say, yeah, Chatzir is like your hand, but we need Shlichus to be able to make that jump for the Chatzir to actually serve as your hand? So once you understand this, so now we have to look at the different chisarons of why a Chatzir Mahaleches fails us and why a Chatzir She'ina Samuch fails us. A Chatzir Mahaleches fails us because according to, again, we're working with the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban in Gittin Chav Aleph and Rashi Bava Metzia Tes, they're on the assumption the reason why a Chatzir Mahaleches fails us is because it's Chasher in the Shmir Shabbat. It is a Chatzir, but it's Chasher in the Shmir Shabbat. So although a Chatzir Mahaleches is Dumul Yad, even though the Yad fails, even though the Yad fails us here, the reason why a Chatzir Mahaleches, according to them, is not going to be able to work is because even, let's say, this was hypothetically a real Yad, which it is, because a Chatzir Mahaleches is like a Yad. It's able to move around. It's just Chatzir in the Shmir Shabbat. This kind of Yad is not able to work anywhere when it's a Chatzir Mahaleches. How do we know that? Because the Gemara tells us that if a person gives a get to his wife while she's sleeping, it's going to be no good. Why? Because it was not Mishta Maris. Last time I checked, the get was in her hand. It was mamish in a real yada. It was mamish in a real hand. So why would that not work? Ah, because if it's chaser in shmira, that's not going to allow it to work. So even though you have a totally good hand, right, you could give a get into your own wife's hand, but it's still going to be not a valid gerushin because it's going to be chaser in the shmira shiva. And therefore, when it comes to chaser malachas, it's a real hand, right? We could say that it's going to be exactly like the yad. But why is it no good? It's because it's chaser in the shmira shiva. So therefore, shlichos can't boost that. Shlichos can't help it. At the end of the day, it's chaser in shmira. When you're dealing with a chatzar she'ain a samach, it's a yad, it's a good yad. But what's the reason why we didn't like it as a yad? It's because it ain't a samach. My yad b'samach, af chatzir b'samach. It's too far away. But if a person has a shliach work, shlichos is acquiring something when it's not actually in your physical hand. So in this case, the shliach we could apply logarim b'shlichos or able to invoke a shlichos when it comes to a chatzar she'ain a samach because it's a yad. It's just we just have to cross the bridge in order to make the connection that's going to be an extension of you, and that's where shlichos is able to work. We then brought this Rav Chaim to possibly also give another biur that the Gemara in Me'ilon Daf Yud Gimel tells us that if a person is makdish a bor, so in molim masha besocho, let's say it rains and the bor, this pit ends up being filled up with water, so you're not going to be over Me'ila for using any of the water that's in it. So Tosfos in Bava Basra on Daf Chav Tes asks, why would you not be over Me'ila? Why don't we say that it was that the Beis HaMikdash was now Kona, well, Masha Basocho through a Kiddin Chatzir, right? Once we were Makdish the boar, the pit, to the Beis HaMikdash, whatever falls in through a Kiddin Chatzir should now belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos answers, because a Mikdash has no Yad, so it's not a Srabe into the Drasha. So Tosfos Yontov asks, okay, but why not Shlichos? Logarim Shlichos. So Torah's Yad fails us. So why don't we just now invoke shlichos? We know that there's shlichos to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are shlichos de Rachmana. So too, let's allow this Kiddin Chatzir to work mitam shlichos. So the Tzos quotes the Gilyon Tosfos, which you mentioned earlier, that says no, because invoking the Tzad Chakira that a Chatzir Melaches, right, is not a Chatzir at all because it's not Dum L'Yad. So Beis HaMikdash is definitely not Dum L'Yad, just like a Chatzir Melaches is not Dum L'Yad. So if it's not Dum L'Yad, so then it's not Shayach to be able to speak about Shlichos in such a case. But Rav Chaim, the question wouldn't have even gotten off the ground, because according to Rav Chaim, there's no Kinyan Yad that's taking place here. What Kinyan Yad is possibly able to take place when we're dealing with a Beis HaMikdash? And therefore, Shlichos for sure cannot help. So again, going just to recap of the sugya of Chatzir Mahalachas, we wanted to know that how in the world this Eved could work to be able to accept this get for this Isha. If it's a Chatzir Malachas, so the Gemara told us that no, Hachmaskina Bekafos, we tie this Eved together. So we wanted to focus, wait a second, backpedal, why is a Chatzir Malachas Lokana? So we brought in a Chakira, whether or not it's not a Chatzir Malachas, is not even a Chatzir from the, it's not Dum L'Yad, or whether it is a Chatzir, but it's going to be a Chatzir in not being Mishtameris, Bidasa Isha. And you need to have Shmira, which is learned from the Rush. That's Misvara, that a person wouldn't want their Chavatzim into something that is not going to be guarding for them. So just to break up again, who was on which teams of the Tzad Chakira, you had Rashi Gittin Chav Aleph, Tosos Bam Metzir Dav Tes, Rashba Gittin Chav Aleph, and the Rush getting Parches Simon Hay, and Tosfos getting Chavala quoting the Gilyon of Tosfos, all holding that Chatzir Malachas is not even a Shem Chatzir. And then on the other side, you had Rashi Mamatsiyah Daf Tes, the Rabbani getting Chav Aleph, the Rambam, which is quoting the Rashba in getting Chav Aleph, and you had the Rambam Gerishin Parakei Halacha Yud Zayin, and lastly Rav Chaim also working within the Rambam that a Chatzir Malachas is a Chatzir, it's just going to be a Chatzir in the Shmir Shabbat. Okay.